My name is Dr. Arnetta Fletcher. I am assistant professor and program director of nutrition. As of June 13th, our nutrition program received accreditation status from the Accreditation Council for Education in Nutrition and Dietetics. And this was a long-awaited decision that I think is very supportive for the program. It allows students to complete educational opportunities in nutrition and dietetics. We recently launched the nutrition program in fall of 2021 and had originally aligned the program so that it meets the future accreditation needs for this program. And that was done mostly in part of both community needs, some of the health needs that we're facing within the communities, as well as healthcare shortages and the overall interest in this area to pursue careers that are in nutrition and dietetics. The accreditation granted status for a bachelor didactic program. And this opens many, many doors for this area, mainly being that it is an affordable option for students to pursue careers in dietetics that would lead to eligibility to sit for the registered dietitian examination. Pursuing this nutrition degree will actually may lead itself to two or three different main career opportunities. The first one, of course, is being able to work in the field of nutrition. The second is that it immediately upon graduation, they're able to sit for a nutrition and dietetic technician credential, which basically serves as an independent role in a hospital setting under the supervision of a dietitian. Then if they are interested in becoming a registered dietitian, they can graduate from the program, sit for a dietetic internship, and then sit for the exam for the for registered dietitians. We have full career, open access to the field of nutrition. Rather, it's areas working federally within the state governments, private and public sector positions, community nutrition, opportunities to work within school systems, private practice. If they choose a position that is within hospitals, clinics, other healthcare facilities, that means that they could have opportunities educating patients about nutrition, administering a specialty therapy that we call medical nutrition therapy, and be a diverse part of the healthcare team. They could also participate in sports nutrition, corporate wellness programs, where they're educating patients about the connections to food and fitness and health. There are food and nutrition related businesses and industries. Rather, it's working with Nestle, Kellogg's Company, a lot of the big name food industry partners, and they could work in regards to communications, to consumer affairs, public relations, marketing, product development, and consulting with chefs in restaurants and culinary schools. Private practice would be working under perhaps contracts with healthcare or food companies or their own businesses. And they could work with food service or restaurant managers, food vendors, distributors, athletes, nursing home residents, or company employees. In regards to community and public health settings, that would be someone that's involved with teaching, monitoring, and advising the public and helping to improve overall quality of life in regards to eating healthy eating habits. Universities and medical centers, so a campus dietitian, for example, or they could also be involved with teaching physician assistants, teaching nurses, dentists, or any kind of allied health professionals about the sophisticated science behind food and nutrition. So we call that interdisciplinary educational opportunities. And then, of course, there's the research opportunities that are within the food and pharmaceutical companies, universities, and hospitals about in regards to conducting experiments to help answer critical nutrition related questions. There is another area known as freelance dietetics, which actually allows students or dietitian professionals to create their own position, their own niche in the field of nutrition to meet our healthcare needs. So it's a very, very diverse field that just has numerous opportunities. And one of the advantages of being positioned at Shepherd is that it's the only program, the only didactic program within the Eastern Panhandle. We're also the nearest program in the neighboring Maryland, Virginia areas as well. And so we're very, very well positioned for students that are in these nearby areas, whether it's Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, to seek opportunities within this program.